Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman. Well, that is our bumper music of the day. Good morning, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello,
hello. Hello. This is Christine Marie.
This is Julie.
Hi, Julie. Julie is my girlfriend, and she just happens to be my daughter also.
Yes. Let's do that the other way around.
Okay.
Okay. I'm her daughter, and sometimes you may be, you know, I may call her, okay, girlfriend, you know, or it's, you know, one of our many names for each other and so forth. Hey, Christine, just tell everybody who you are.
Who am I? Is that like an existential question,
an existential
or do you really
question.
Mean?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know what? I started out about 15 years ago as a psychotherapist.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that for a long, long time, and then taught some behavioral science at university level. And now I'm a coach with a foundation of the law of attraction. And a prosperity coach, basically. And I'm also, you know, an intuitive, the practical intuitive, as I'd like to say.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a, I guess you'll get to know me more and more as this goes on. And if you heard that in the background, that was Charlie Ray. He's our border collie. He's our engineer on the show today.
Yes. He is, and he's our energy dog. And what we like it to is, Christy and I, you know, we're mother and daughter, and we have several businesses. And really, in the last 2 years, we've decided to devote our lives more into learning and practicing law of attraction, and to the point of becoming coaches. And through that process, really, you know, my mom is much an intuitive. Yes, a psychic, and it's been hard to grow up with a psychic as a mom, if you can imagine that. There's no secrets in the house. When she asks, where have you been, young lady?
That's right.
She already knows. But what we do is we are definitely prosperity duos, and our goal is to uplift, motivate, and help people align to their God-given right of prosperity in every area of their life.
Absolutely.
Every area.
Hey, Jules, would you mind just giving a little bit of background on yourself?
Sure, no problem.
Sure.
I'm a teacher by trade. Haven't taught in a very long time, but that's what I went to school for. I own two retail stores. I'm also working with my father and his trucking company. And right now, my mom and I are really devoted to developing and expanding our coaching business. And through prosperity duos and really focusing on law of attraction as our background, as our foundation, but also the idea that it is our God-given right to be prosperous in every area of our life. And sometimes we like to call that, we have a little trick phrase. Can I say the trick phrase,
sure,
Mom?
Sure, absolutely.
You know, we have this trick phrase that we call, I feel like I won the lottery. I feel like I won the lottery. And the reason we have that is that, you know, we've played the lottery. I'm sure most of you have played the lottery one time in your life. And it's those moments before the lottery game where you have those desires, those dreams that really perk up, and you're able to envision a huge life for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And you're envisioning the life as if you've already won the lottery.
As if you've already won the lottery.
And all those feelings that come, I imagine some people say, oh, I feel relief. But then after that passes, there's that sense of freedom.
Yes.
There's that sense of that life can be anything that I want it to be, that I can, you know, live freely, move freely, do things that I want to do. And we're here to say that that is your birthright to feel that way from the moment you wake up in the morning to the moment that you go to bed at night. It's the privilege of feeling that way.
And the reason why it's a privilege is because, and the reason why you have the right to do this is because it is a choice. And, you know, and during this program, yes, with law of attraction, Mom, can you kind of explain what law of attraction is?
Sure.
You do that so well.
Oh, well, here it is. Like attracts like. and I think that, I think Abraham Hicks quotes it in their book, asking it is given, that it is that which is like unto itself is drawn. So basically, when we are, and here's a little bit about the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. It is in operation 24/7, or as the girlfriends here like to say, 31.
Yes,
our shortcut.
24 plus 7.
That's right. So it's an operation, and it's neutral. It works the same for you, for me, for your neighbor down the street, for the president of a country, for a billionaire. It's the same.
Yes.
And the fact that we are continuous creators, continual
yes.
creators.
We are deliberate creators into our lives.
Well, at some point, we are always creators, but with working the law of attraction, our hope is to guide you to become deliberate creators, not creators by default. And how you do that starts out with basically what we call the quantum shift. How you
yes.
see the world, all right, Jill?
Yes, how you see the world. And knowing that, and it kind of gets, sometimes you're like, okay, I can't think a negative thought. I don't want to say a negative thing. And that is definitely true. But on our radio show, what we like to do is discuss issues that come up that may come across as quote-unquote negative things, and then how do you use law of attraction,
mm-hmm.
law of deliberately creating your life, to then change the way you feel about those things,
mm-hmm.
the way you think about those things, so that you are immediately back on path,
mm-hmm.
focusing on what you want.
Right.
Because law of attraction does not mean nothing's going to happen.
Right. And it also doesn't mean that you don't have negative thoughts.
Right.
Your thoughts are what they are, because we're not trying to shift, we're not trying to all of a sudden do like, oh, positive thinking, because
right.
that really doesn't work either, unless you've done the groundwork, which is, that you're ready, willing, and able to say, okay, I'm really going to take responsibility for what I think.
Yes.
Because what I think, I am.
Yes.
And if I wake up in the morning and I'm thinking, oh, what a crappy day. I got all these things to run. I've got bills to pay. And you're actually making your feelings go on a downward spiral.
Yeah. And also, too, what you think has an energy behind it.
Very good.
And we, at the end of each call that we do, after every show we do an energy alignment to help align yourself to the energy that you are desiring. And it might be done in different ways. We might do one of looking at your future self, like we're going to do today. One might be talking about just the buffet of choices that you have in your life and how exciting that is. And it's just going to be a fun, fun show. Mom, what I'd like to do right now is just kind of, talk about the current topics, if you don't mind.
Sure. You were mentioning this, you had heard on the news that there's this thing about depressionary
yes.
talk radio or just...
Well, yeah, just this morning, and usually I am grateful to be able to turn off in my head the news, and it has been a conscious decision, and you know what? I don't miss it.
Good.
It is
a conscious decision, because it's like
yes.
addicting somehow.
Yeah.
Like,
and the world goes on, and I'm able to help and be of service in other ways, but I don't have to have my energy lowered on temporary things. And just by chance, I'm going to think of this as a synchronistic thing, because I didn't get depressed about this. But I got like, wow, this is something that I guess we're meant to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about on the radio how it's almost addicting, this underlying current on the web in different TV areas about listening to people who are really prophesizing about the biggest depression to ever hit the world.
Whoa.
And it's coming soon. And
coming soon to a theater near you,
yes.
to a country near you.
and don't you love that? I mean, and...
It's so scary.
It's so scary. And not just that, but to spend your day even giving that one
ounce of thought.
Yes. How in the world does that in any way... Mm. get you to where you want.
Well, I can just imagine some poor soul, you know, just, you know, being out there on the web or looking on the, you know, the radio for people to almost focus what they're thinking and then add a spotlight on it. So, and one of the rules of the law of attraction is what you think about expands.
Yes.
So if you are always thinking about the depression, how bad the economy is, how things are going wrong, guess what? It's a prayer for that, all that stuff coming into your life.
Yes.
Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want that.
I don't want that.
And I'm not, can I just say real quick,
yes, go for
I don't
it.
Want to minimize the fact that there are
no.
You know, folks out there that are have you know that are truly have taken a hit on this economy.
Yes.
But they're out there and they're keeping their, you know, hopefully they're keeping their spirits up.
Yes.
They're looking at the cup as half full, mm-hmm. and becoming more and more deliberate creators in their
yes.
lives, taking more and more active, you know, inspired actions. We'll talk
yes.
about that a little later.
And
but I just don't want to minimize the fact
no.
that it can be tough out there. But do we have to go and program our radios for it and our computers and
right.
all that stuff?
And also this, you know, Chris and I, Mom and I, we are small business owners, and consequently, we have just the same things going on in our lives as everybody out
That's
there.
That's correct, right?
And I'd like to share a couple stories with you in regards to, you know, September. I think it's September is when the big bubble busted in our economy,
mm-hmm.
right? That
right
we're all saying
there.
Or
right.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for our trucking company, we lost the contract the next day. And it wasn't scary. It was initially scary
mm-hmm.
for a
mm-hmm.
second.
For a second or two.
For a second or two.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing what we know now,
mm-hmm.
I know that I said immediately, Dad, the last 20-some years, every job that you've gotten has been better than the last. I know it. It's going to come. And a week and a half later, my dad gets a phone call, and he says, oh, you know, I know you've been calling me, Norm, to see if you've got anything going on, and I'm just wondering if you have time to do this contract. And he said, yes. And it was really a fantastic contract. And it felt great.
Yeah.
You know, but we continued to look for the gifts during that time.
That's right.
It was a week and a half that mm-hmm. really we didn't know what was going on.
No, we really were having to positive aspect everything.
And my retail, I had just opened a second retail store in September, and it was initially like, wow, you know, this is kind of interesting to have this happen. And then I go, well, you know what? If I can make it now, what a great story,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make a stronger, stronger business
mm-hmm.
and so forth. But you really have to make a conscious decision to positive aspect and see evidence. And
mm-hmm.
we'll help you with that along the way
yeah.
through these phone calls.
Also, too, I wanted to talk about just a little bit mm-hmm. how people have to, you know, not be attached to outcomes.
Yes.
Now, I understand, you know, that's pretty hard to do, but I tend to think of it like this, not be attached at all, you
yes.
know? In other words, you know, you certainly desire a certain outcome,
yes.
but it's the attachment part that is the sticky part. That's the thing that you have to, in some ways, really release, because what we're always looking for here in the law of attraction and prosperity conscious is the essence of things.
Yes, and one essence could be freedom. One essence could be relief or joy or abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get those through the course of your day? And by getting those, intentionally seeking out experiences that you can do or noticing the synchronicity of your life that brings you those experiences, it is amazing how you are taken care of. The universe provides for you. And Mom's right. You have to release outcomes
mm-hmm.
in the sense that it very rarely looks like the way you think it's going to look.
Exactly. It very rarely does.
Yes.
But it always, you're always getting the results that you're vibrating at.
Yes.
It's always working.
And sometimes it's so surprising. It's just so surprising how it works and what you get, and that the universe almost provides it. It almost looks better than you ever thought possible,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what a fun thing. And we'll talk more about that, too. I mean, Mom and I talk about how this law of attraction, you know, Mom, what's those three key words? It's ask.
Ask, align, and allow. I like to call it the three A's.
Yes.
So you ask, you know, and you're in a way with your spirit, with your heart, with your emotions, you're always
yes.
asking. And sometimes you're asking in the negative, and that's why we want you to be very, very aware now of what you're asking for.
Right.
You know, so it's ask and then align. Align your body, mind, soul, spirit, your
action.
Energy,
yes.
actions with that which you desire.
Yes.
And then there comes this little thing called the art of allowing, because there's really no science behind it at this point. It really is an art form.
Yes.
You have to learn to allow. And that's when I started talking about this detach from the outcomes. Don't
right.
become attached to the outcomes.
Right. I think Abraham Hicks, they talk about the art of allowing. And what we like to do is really call it just how your life becomes art. And when you can think about living your life as art and being artistic and an artist.
Mm-hmm. I really love that,
Jim. Yes, you can detach and just play.
Mm-hmm.
Play and have joy.
Mm-hmm. Because there's something fresh about art, isn't it? When you're just
yes.
creating art, it really is, you know, you take it, the form comes from the formless.
Yes.
And you really do get to play in that,
yes.
in that field of all possibilities.
Yes. And so through our calls, you know, we're going to talk about current topics that people are talking about, bring up situations that have occurred to us. And if things have occurred to us, they have probably occurred to you. And we will be answering emails and taking phone calls.
Yeah. Hey, Jules,
yes.
did you see the YouTube video of that? I think it's called Britain's Got Talent. It's something similar
yes.
to like American Idol, but
yes.
it's for all age groups. And you did see it then?
Susan Boyle.
Yeah. What did you think of that?
Well, you know, initially I saw her on Larry King at 3 in the morning. I had just happened to be up at 3 in the morning. I turned on, I'm like, Larry King's on, interesting. And they were talking about Twitter and then talking about Susan Boyle. And I just thought, wow, you know, how fantastic. And here's giving up the resistance, knowing that time is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's give it a little bit of background.
Do you want me to give it or do you want to give it?
Sure, go ahead, honey.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, anyway, you know, Britain's Got Talent, Simon Cowell is one of the judges and two other judges I'm not familiar with. And people of any age, any talent, come on the show, and it's just like American Idol. And this woman, 47, from Scotland, comes on, and she's a very normal-looking woman. I mean,
almost like grandmotherly, really.
Almost too grandmotherly, yes.
Yeah.
And a great, you know, an aunt you love to have. And she comes out, and everybody's kind of, you know, smirking and, you know, giggling a little bit because,
mm-hmm.
I go, what kind of talent could she possibly have?
Mm-hmm.
And then she sings, and they put a recording on of the background music, and she starts singing. And it was just, I got tears now thinking about it.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was
beautiful.
Amazing.
It felt like an angelic choir, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just one of those goosebump moments. And I think that, to me, this was just the perfect thing about Law of Attraction, because here she was, you know, undiscovered for all her life,
yes.
and yet, this talent cannot be denied.
No.
No matter what.
This dream could not be denied.
The dream could not be denied.
And somehow the universe set in motion, and she had to be aware. Somehow, you know, somehow she heard about something and decided to go on an audition. Who knows how she got there.
Mm-hmm.
But she went not waiting to be perfect, not waiting, oh, if I just lose weight, or if I just, you know,
right.
or I'm too old.
Right.
I'm too old to share my dreams.
Right.
Or I'm too old to have
right.
to share with the world my gifts.
Right.
No, she went on.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, magic occurred, which it does a lot, you know, but
yes.
magic occurred. Yes. And what, 20 million people have seen her video?
Oh, I think 10 times that by
yeah.
now. I mean, they're talking that she's like this planetary, this global sensation.
Yeah.
You know, that just, and I think it's because it's in us, it's in every one of us
yeah.
that feeling that no matter where we are in our life, we come exactly as who we are.
Yes.
And we step up to the plate to our bigger self. We decide. We made the decision. I no longer am waiting.
Yes.
I'm not waiting on something. I'm living it.
I'm living. And I thought she woke up to, you know, just being her, you know?
That was her essence, herself.
And regardless of anybody thought, it didn't matter. And look, it just, and it also, I think it shows to the rest of the world how we all want to feel
mm-hmm.
like expansive beings for as long as we possibly can be.
Oh, I know. Hey, Jules, I see that we have a caller on the air. Do you think that that person has seen the Susan Boyle video?
I will find out. Let's see.
Let's check and see.
I don't know if I can do this. Let's see if I can do this.
Hmm. Hello.
Hello, are you there, 440?
Hello.
Hello.
815-440?
Oh, no caller. I guess that caller did not want to be on the radio. didn't mean to put anybody on the spot there.
I just really felt that
you felt that, huh?
Well, I felt like honestly that everybody has seen that video of her, and if you haven't, if you're one of the very few that haven't, just go to youtube.com
right.
and then just, you know, on the search, just do Susan Boyle, B-O-Y-L-E, I think
yeah.
that's it,
yeah.
and you get to hear her angelic, amazing voice.
Right. Oh, and the caller's back on, but we just want to say we will not go to you. Don't worry, we won't put you on the spot.
Unless you want to.
No, no, we won't do that. But anyway, but we thank you for listening to us on the radio, and we appreciate that.
Caller, are you there? Caller?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're gonna
okay, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, great. Okay.
As you know, this is our maiden voyage.
Yes.
we're learning as we go. Isn't
yeah.
that how life is?
And you know what? That's how it has to be, because you have to, for the calls, we will also talk about this principle. We've already mentioned it once about the essence of things, and that's what you're really striving for, the feelings, the emotions behind what
mm-hmm.
you want. And we sum up into this idea of, I feel like I won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've done Google searches and hearing people and celebrities talk about different times when they felt like they won the lottery. And, you know, you'd be surprised. You know, Heidi Klum, the first time she was on in Sports Illustrated, she felt like she won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
One of our local radio, Chicago radio hosts, just got
the morning
gig.
WGN slot.
Yes, and I heard him say, I feel like I won the lottery.
Right.
You know?
And you were talking to Jack Canfield personally,
yes.
and you asked him that question, and he said, when did he feel
well,
like he won?
Well, he gave me three different quotes, which, and here's the thing, it's not like a one-time gig. I feel like I won the lottery can happen all the
every
time.
Day.
Every day. Every day.
We like to see it as a
way of life.
A way of life, absolutely.
Yes. And he said the one of the times was when he was trained to be a midwife because he wanted to deliver his son. And he was there and was able to deliver his son. And at that moment, he felt like he won the lottery. And that was one of the times. And the other time was when, after 100-plus rejection notices, he found a publisher to publish his first book, Chicken Book for the Soul book.
Chicken Soup for the Soul.
I mean, over 100 rejections, and he got the first yes,
mm.
and he felt like he won the lottery. And then when it went on the New York bestsellers list, he then again felt like he won the lottery. And so there are so many different ways you can feel like you won the lottery. Mm-hmm.
With the idea behind it, the essence of things that you want.
Yes.
So, Jules, let me ask you this question. It's, you know, here it's around 10 o'clock in the morning almost,
mm-hmm.
you know, on a Monday morning. Tell me what would be some of the essences that you want to feel
mm-hmm.
during this day for yourself.
Well, you know, usually what I do is I have a list of 6 or 7 essences for my 3 top goals that I'm working on. And goals are interesting. I use the word because there's no better word for that at the moment. But
how about dreams?
Dreams. Yeah, there you go, dreams. But what I do is in the morning, I ask myself, what 3 essences do I really want to experience today? And today, it's masterful, joy, prosperity. Those 3 things I want to feel a day. And what I do then, because those are my 3 words, maybe not in the right tenses, but
mm-hmm.
those are my 3 words, and I'm amazed how, oh, I also have lucky. Yesterday I had lucky. And
oh,
it was,
I like that.
Yeah, and it was fun because,
I think you had some evidence.
I had evidence
of
luck. And when you wake up in the morning and you have those words that you're living by or are paying attention to mostly, you know, and focusing on those words, you'd be amazed how they show, or those essences, you'd be amazed how they show up in your life. And then you want to honor them
yes.
and acknowledge them,
yes.
you know. And here's an example. And it's Sunday, it's 5 o'clock, and I want headphones for our radio program today.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to Radio, went to Walmart, nothing, went to Radio Shack, thinking, are they going to be open at 5 o'clock on Sunday? And they were. I live out in the middle of nowhere, so it's not a small thing to go to Radio Shack.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
So I get there, and not only do they have what I'm looking for, they have them on clearance for $1.17.
I feel like I won the lottery. Right.
And I felt like, I said, wow, I feel so lucky. And I really amped that emotion.
Mm-hmm.
I really amped that emotion. Now, also, I'm going to do the switcheroo real quick because here's how I would have been 2 years ago. Oh, my gosh, is it going to be open? It's 5 o'clock, you know. I don't know if I don't want to waste my time going there. I'm not going to have what I want. I know they're not going to have what I want. You know, oh, I'll just try anyway. You know, okay. You know, I just set myself for a big, you know, how could I have been in a vibrational match to what I wanted?
Right.
But yesterday, I knew it was getting close to, you know, close. I'm like, you know what? Let's just try. It's not
mm-hmm.
that big of a deal.
No.
I'm going to enjoy the ride.
Right.
You know, I'm listening to my tunes. I've got people in the car with me. We're hanging out. They all want to go to Radio Shack, too. And it's like, hey, wonderful. And, you know, I get there in a great place, in a great mind frame, and I was lucky.
You were lucky.
And it felt great, you know. And they were all so nice to me. And I was nice back. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it was very fun. It was a fun experience, and I thought my life expanded. So
it did expand.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
was great.
I'm glad you told that story. Hey, do you feel like you know? I want to talk a little bit about. Oh, there's our engineer again.
Yes.
I wonder what's going on. Anyway, the mailbox anxiety.
Yes, the mailbox anxiety. Now I may just have to put Charlie in his timeout zone. So
mm-hmm.
give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to acknowledge all the callers that are on our show today, and we really appreciate that. Okay, come here, Charlie Ray. In here. Come on, naughty cages. Naughty cages is just our term for him to calm down. We don't have a naughty cage for him. Sit down. It's our little trick for our border collie.
Yeah. Yes, we ended up. It's a hint taken from Super Nanny, right?
Yes,
that's right.
The timeout chair.
That's right. Yeah.
And so the naughty cages is about going into the little corner and calming himself down.
Okay, so let's. I want to hear your little thing on mailbox anxiety.
Okay. Well, you know, here it is in a nutshell, and I'll share my story. who doesn't feel at one time in their life, because of their not being in prosperity consciousness, this idea that I do not want to get my mail.
That's right.
I don't want to get the bills. Oh, my God, what bad thing's going to happen? You know, am I overdrawn? God forbid. Did I miss a credit card bill? All those things that come up about getting the mail, and it's a daily thing. I mean, yes, the postman is thinking about, you know, going down to 5 days a week, which would be fine. You know, that would be lovely. But a daily thing that comes up to your life where you feel negative vibrations with prosperity. And so I have some techniques and processes that I've used to help me raise my vibration. And yes, in some ways they're tricks in the beginning until you start believing, and then it becomes natural, mm-hmm. and it becomes fun.
Well, you know, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but there have been times, too, like I've been going through a great day feeling, you know, pretty darn good, and then I'll get the mail. And even just looking at the mailbox, and I have no idea why at this point. It must be old memories that still come up. And I, you know, I definitely have learned to shift and to, you know, take that emotion and amp it up but boy, I mean, I have experienced it too.
Yes. And The Secret, that DVD, The Secret, they quickly talk about it and say, you know, expect checks in the mail. And I'm like, okay, that's great, you know. But some of the tools that I've used to help me with this, one is I sat down and I wrote myself 15 quick letters and notes. And I mail them to me, you know, with actual money inside, $5, $3, sometimes $10. And I just would unexpectedly put them out there and send them to myself. And I'll tell you what, it was fun getting things in the mail.
Yeah, it does shift the vibration.
And you know what, though? What was interesting, during that time as well, I started getting other things in the mail that were unexpected. And it was fun, and it started raising my vibration and changing the way I felt about the mail. And it feels great now. And there are times, too, when I may still have those old program memories come up.
Right.
And I know that I have to once again go back and do those processes again. Other things I've done is a 68-second process that Abraham Hicks talks about. And we mention Abraham Hicks quite a bit. We'll also talk about Wayne Dyer and Deepak Chopra, really.
But Abraham Hicks, the best book ever, Ask and It Is Given.
Yes. Mm. And what it does is just, for me, it showed me how I always focus on what I want and what I desire.
As opposed to
what I don't
want. What most people do are focusing on what they don't want, especially when it comes to relationships.
And also knowing that things will come up in your day that you do not want. And for me, it's just a sign of, like, discernment. Oh, great, I don't want that. That's great, because now I know what I do want. Or typically things come into your environment of what you don't want when you're in that mode of expansion.
That's the truth. That's very true.
You know, when you're expanding out of your comfort zone and your life is expanding, a ton of great stuff is coming your way. And some stuff that might not be so great are coming your way. And I have changed the way I've looked at that, of not things like, oh, no, I must be on the wrong path, to like, great. I just, you know, I choose not to focus on this, focus what I want. I'm just getting all this feedback information because my life is expanding.
That's right.
And I've chosen this path of expansion.
Well, what does Abraham Hicks say? You were born into liberation or freedom. Your
purpose is joy.
Your purpose is joy, and your life is all about
expansion. Yes.
I love it. So every morning to get up and realize that you can live in liberation, live in joy, and live in expansion.
And one thing that's helped me, too, Wayne Dyer mentions, what you want wants you.
That's right.
And when you realize that, And when we do meditations or visualizations, sometimes I'll put in there for my clients, you know that your desire
desires you
yeah. and desires to be manifested.
Yes.
And it is coming. It is on its way, and it's coming soon.
And it's on its way, and all you have to do, really, is just keep aligning with
yes.
that. And how do you align with it? Well, what is the essence of that which you want?
Yes.
And if the essence is more joy, more, and then be in that. That's how you align yourself.
Yes.
Simply be in that. Experience that.
Yes.
And then it cannot not come to you.
It cannot not come to you. And we have just had so many life-affirming scenarios. Can I share my story about the tire issue?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know, and for people who are joining the call, just wanted to make sure that, yes, with law of attraction, we really do believe that, you know, what you put out comes back. Sometimes on this call, we may discuss things into a little negative light just so that people realize, yes, this has happened. It's happened to you, and how do we then switch it
mm-hmm.
to law of attraction? Well, anyway, last Saturday, I got a flat tire, and I got it at 11 o'clock at night. And I live out in the middle of nowhere, and, you know, I'm driving home, and I'm like, my car is acting up. My car is driving a little bit weird, but I'm on the highway. I don't really want to pull over. I get off on my exit, and I'm heading home, and it's another 15 miles away, and I'm like, oh, my car is really acting up. I bet I have a flat tire. I knew what it felt like.
That's right.
But just by coincidence, I was at a four-way stop sign, and there was the only restaurant in a five-mile period. Now, I mean restaurant, I mean bar, dive, you know, the place where all the, you know, the locals hang out, which I'm familiar with, but it's a small place at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night. So I pull in, and there's one light, and I'm able to get underneath this light, and I feel so happy. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do here? I can choose to be upset, angry, curse, whatever. I could also choose to hate myself because I would have done that a couple years ago, and I've got enough time plugged in on hating myself that I don't have to hate myself ever again.
That's right. That's right.
I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
We all do. But I did have a warning sign. I mean, the universe, you know, 4 days earlier, my tire was low, and I filled it up, and I said, hey, you know, could I have that at that moment taken a cue from the universe to, like, have it go get checked? You know, I could have,
mm-hmm.
but it was holding. So I'm like, oh, I guess it's okay. It was just who knows why it was low. So it's 11 o'clock on Saturday. My tire is flat. I have one of those automatic tire pumper uppers, and I try. It's not holding air whatsoever. And I go, well, you know I have a spare. I've always wanted to see if I could put a spare on. And I thought to myself, well, good, asking it is given. You know, did I have to have it at 11 o'clock at night? No, but you know what? I've got a light over my head. I feel safe enough. I have my cell phone. I called people to let them know what was going on. They all volunteered to come help me. I was like, you know what? If you're a half hour away, let me see what I can come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Started to do the tire. I go, wait a minute, I don't have a lug nut remover. And I thought to myself, I know I have one. I don't know what they're called, but a lug nut remover. And I thought to myself, there's no way they wouldn't give me that. And the jack, part of the jack, you could use to remove the lug nuts. How great. This is awesome. I figured it out, got my car off the ground. Then I realized, I probably should have taken my lug nuts off first before I raised the tire. So I re-lowered it, and I couldn't get my lug nuts off. They were stuck. I go, this is interesting. I go, you know what? I know there's somebody in this bar that will help me. I just know it. I walk in with an attitude of like, hey, you know, I just need somebody's help. You know, I have everything I need. I've got it going. But I need to remove my lug nuts, and I just can't get them to turn. There was one man in the bar. You know,
mm-hmm.
most of them were women. You know, there was five women and one man.
Whoa.
He was a lucky guy.
He
goes, I'll come out and help you.
Mm-hmm.
He got his jacket and came out. And within 30 seconds, you know, he got the lug nuts off. He helped me. And I said, I can do the rest. He goes, no, you've raised it and lowered already. He goes, let me do the rest. And, you know, and I said, let me buy you some beer. And he said, no, it's a good deed. It's not going to be a good deed if you pay me. And I thought to myself, oh, this man, I am going to bless, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I put him in my big blessing box that I'm sure the next day I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't win the lottery because I just wanted good things to happen for him.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's the thing. I could have turned that situation into poor me.
Oh, yeah.
I hate me.
Oh, yeah.
Life sucks.
Listen, I know people that would have responded exactly that same way. Would have been, you know, first got all pissy and angry and then spread it around and, you know, why did this have to happen to me and all that. And guess what? You know, does that make your life any better to act like the way?
No.
You know, I am so not about the drama anymore.
Yes.
Oh, give it up, girlfriend. Give the drama up, people.
Well, and what you realize is that you've chosen this hero's journey of walking this path of, you know, a law of attraction, deliberate creation, all these good words that we use of these wonderful universal laws. You realize that you can learn to play in all situations.
Absolutely. You can choose joy. You can choose play. You can choose just simply being in the downstream.
Right.
Being in the downstream. You know, I'm curious, Julie, do you think there's anybody on the call that want, you know, be interested in some coaching, some law of attraction coaching, or in some intuitive work?
Well, I don't know. I do know that there's one person on the call that may want to ask a question. They came on a little bit later, so just want to let you know that we are two prosperity coaches using law of attraction as our basis. And my mom, Christine, who's the other person on the phone call,
hello,
is an intuitive and a psychic.
No.
and what she has that I don't have.
I have the magic eight ball. That's
no.
what I have.
Yeah,
you
there you go.
No.
No, but you do have a variety of different tools that we use and so forth. And, you know, do you have anything that you're picking up without answering, or I can definitely check in and see if
Well, I'm just,
questions?
You know, I'm really just, you know, feeling that there's someone that, you know, needs some assistance. But I'm going to trust you, too, girlfriend. You're man in the switchboard.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to phone call 313-778. If you don't want to say something or don't want to ask a question,
that's fine.
That's okay.
That's
problem. Yeah, we'll just mute your call again.
That's right. And that's our engineer, Charlie Ray.
Okay. Are you there, 313-778?
Yes, I'm here. I was actually just listening in.
Oh, great. Now, would you just like to listen or would you like to ask a question?
I'm sure after a while I will, but now I'm just listening to what you have going on.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
Is there anything that you'd like us to talk about? Are you interested in, you know, the laws of law of attraction, or more about prosperity?
Actually, both me and my mother teaches classes actually, so I just saw it online and thought it might be interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
great. Okay. We'll mute you back and then.
Yeah, and then if you have a question, we'll come back to you before the end of the call.
Okay.
And, great. What I want to say, though, did you hear that she said her mother has classes on this?
Yes, I love
and
it.
I have to say, one of the things...
I want the whole planet to have classes on this.
Me too.
Can you imagine what the world would be like if we all just embraced the prosperity consciousness and realized that it's our birthright, that we are born into this beautiful birthright that we can see the world and our place in it as a beautiful, prosperous thing.
And isn't it fun to know that as we build this community of people who really, at an intrinsic level, know that they are prosperous, feel it in all areas of their lives.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say this. Feel it first, regardless of the circumstances. Guess what your circumstances are? They're nothing but the past. There's nothing. They're nothing but the way that you thought about things in the past. So good. Bless this moment now.
Yeah.
You're in a new vibration. You're in a new moment.
And not just that. I sometimes look at things that happen that I can't figure out the reason for are just ways that the universe is saying to me, hey, well, you want to live in prosperity. Well, here's a way of showing me that you're ready for the big stuff.
Exactly. It really is. The universe is saying, how much are you ready to step up to the plate? Are you ready to walk the walk and walk the talk?
Yes, you want this big life. Well, you know, here's your life right now, and it's a good life. I have a wonderful life. I have several small businesses, and I had a situation come up where I had a little a disagreement with a manager of mine. Nothing major, but I had to really take this, and I said, okay, what is my main goal here? And first of all, I said, after this thing had happened, I said, best and highest good for all involved. And if that meant she had to leave my employment, that would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got that immediately, I got out of, like, I don't have to have a power play here.
No.
And then I also don't have to engage in anything but business.
And also this, you had to firmly set aside, in your mind, what do I want from
what
this situation?
What do I want? And that's exactly what I did. I said, what do I want from this situation? Well, I want the manager that I hired, who had done a great job for a couple of years, and I'm going to positively aspect her right then and there. And that's what I did. I listed all the great things I knew what was going on. And didn't know what the situation was, why this was going on, this new situation. And then I just said, and then I let it go. And I said, okay, I'm going to continue to bring forth and ask for her to do the great job I know she's capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was amazing because within 2 or 3 days, the energy had cleared. She came up to the plate. Things were moving forward. And our relationship not just got over that, but moved beyond that for the better of the business and for everybody involved.
And can I say something, too? Because
yes.
I know that you pray every morning, you know, that which I no longer need, you know, may it be released so that I may move forward in my life.
Yes.
And when that situation happened, I firmly stepped into, well, if this person is not meant to come into the next leg of the journey with us, then bless it, so be it.
Yes,
you know?
I really felt that,
you know. And if she was meant to do that, then she would come forth and
right.
step forward.
And it's nice to know that because I've met people in my situation where hard-handedly, they can't talk to me like that, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't anything bad she did either. I mean, it was very, you know, it wasn't a horrific thing, just a different of opinion necessarily, but you know, I've known people who would take it a different way and really almost twist the knife.
Yeah,
you know,
right. Make it be in so much drama for themselves.
Yeah.
And I can just hear a person like just going like, you know, I you don't disrespect me like that.
Yeah.
And get all up, and you're like, oh, please don't have to do that,
yeah.
people.
Or also begging the person to stay on. You know,
mm-hmm.
I like, oh, you know, I can't lose a manager right now, a long term employee. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that.
And guess what? That all comes out of fear, doesn't it?
It all comes out of fear.
And you did not let yourself step into that fear pattern.
Yeah.
Instead, you created this great container of acceptance,
yes.
and loving what is,
yes.
and accepting what is, and from there, what can be created from that
yes.
container.
And the wonderful thing is, now it wasn't, I mean, through that, let's say, I mean, through the initial 48 hours, I had thoughts that came up that I realized I had to deal with. They weren't productive thoughts. They weren't even true thoughts, you know. They were just negative, crappy, old paradigm thoughts.
Right.
But they still came up.
Sure.
And I still
had
to release them, and I still had to ask the questions I needed to ask for myself to move myself forward and to focus on what I really wanted was, I want the best for all that's involved, including my business,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, that employs people, you know, and for my customers and for me and for my staff. And you know what? The universe took care of it. And I knew the universe would have taken care of it.
Right.
No matter what would have happened.
Exactly right. And I want to say, why did you know that? Because ultimately we know, we live in the faith that the universe is benevolent,
yes.
That it has our back even,
yes.
That it's always on our side. I love it that Einstein said there's only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle, and the other is that everything is a miracle.
Yes.
And then I think in towards the last year of his life, he said, you know, the greater question is, do you live in a universe that you believe is benevolent? You know, and you have to get up in the morning and know from the deepest level, from the core of your being, that yes, you live in a benevolent universe,
yes.
That it's on your side, that it has your back. And guess what? You make different decisions from that vantage point.
You do.
You make entirely different decisions.
Yes.
And you know, we're all of us together in this process of building that trust muscle.
Yes.
That we get up in the morning and we trust.
Yes.
That it's a friendly world out there.
It is.
The universe is friendly.
It is. And the universe is whatever you believe it will be.
And because from the Bhagavad Gita, I'm not saying it right, but it is, the quote is, you are what you think.
Yes.
Okay. Write that down. Write it everywhere.
You are what you think.
And what is it, something like, we have like 87,000 thoughts a day, okay? And they, I think they say about 90% of them are judgmental, self-critical,
yes.
Punishing thoughts. And are the same ones you had the day before and the day before that. And then you wonder how it's not easy to just go, oh, I want to think a different thought, you know?
Yes. Exactly. And you realize, okay, well, there's a reason why I may be still needing assistance on help, you know, on clearing these old thoughts. When
absolutely.
For day after day, I've had the same thoughts
yeah.
over and over again.
Yeah.
And
it's no big deal.
It's
that
no
you
big
did.
Deal.
Because,
yeah.
Heck, guess what? You know, we've been programmed from the day we were born.
Yes. I mean, do I wish sometimes it would have been nice to have come to this information and really... I mean, I did. I mean, Deepak Chopra came out with his book in 1994 about the 7 laws of spiritual success.
Yeah, and I think the biggest one was, you know, what you want, you know, start giving it out.
Yes.
If you want to feel loved, give love.
Right.
If you want to feel, you know, blessed, give out your blessing.
Right.
You know?
But, you know, yes, I would have loved to have got this and really started mastering my life. And really learning more. And then I realized that it all happened for the right timing.
Mm-hmm.
With I mean, I bless technology all the time.
I do too.
I mean, with technology, we have heard the masters talk. You can hear a master talk on this subject any time of the day.
Anytime.
And it would immediately lift your vibration,
yeah.
Raise your vibration,
right.
Focus on what you want. I mean, that is just...
Especially,
amazing.
It's a miracle because
it
imagine, you know, a lot of people live in, you know, with other negative people or negative employee associates, and where can you go, wait a minute, I need some instant uplifting.
Yeah.
I need to be uplifted. I need my vibration right now to be uplifted so that I can vibrate at the level of what I want wants me, what I desire.
Hey, Christine. Mama,
yes,
I have to tell you something really quick.
Sure.
We could talk on this all day. You know we could. But we're coming to the end of our show in 8 minutes, and I know that we promised to do an energy alignment.
That's true, we did.
And I also mentioned the 68-second process, and I just wanted to share that really quick with our callers
mm-hmm.
so they know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. This is a very quick, easy process that you can utilize all throughout your day,
yeah,
to make it better.
Okay, now I'll just do an example. A 68-second process is focusing on what you want or what you intend to happen in the affirmative without contradictory thought.
And in the present tense,
in
as
present
if it is
tense.
Happening.
And I'll just do a quick 15-second one. And the 15-second one would be, I just can't, you know, next week's radio program went, well, this week's radio program went so well. I am so happy. We had so many callers. I just couldn't believe how great it was. It felt so great. It went so smoothly, and I so enjoy being able to work with my mom. And it was fun, and it was exciting. And before I knew it, the time was over, and I couldn't believe I can believe how exciting it is and how much fun it is. you get the idea. You're talking about that and so forth.
Right.
And
I'm just going to say, here's how I would do it. I'm like, thank you for this amazing day that I had.
Yes.
I just accomplished so many things, and it was so effortless. I went downstream. I exercised and went for a great walk in a beautiful weather. I got a lot accomplished in terms of my writing that I wanted to do, and I talked to some great clients today, and I helped them, and they were so appreciative, and some of my intuitive work. I had a client that really needed it, and just like we found this like aha switch that went off in her, and it was like I had goosebumps, and so and at the end of the day, it was lovely too.
Yes, and this would be said at the beginning of your day or the beginning of your thing, because you're intending it. You're putting your energy out there. So that is and the reason why we do 68 seconds of pure intent, pure thought, no contradictory thought, is that that's the moment when more magic occurs, and it really takes the place of like 1,000 man hours.
Exactly right.
And, you know, and you go, yay, yes.
Yes. And we'll talk more about that next week, but that man hour thing is important.
And you can, you know, you can go to our website at frontiersandcoaching.com or thepracticalintuitive.com, and you can also email us from there as well. And
I think it's talk to us at the front at frontiersandcoaching.com.
Talk to us at frontiersandcoaching.com.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
We love your emails. We love to hear from you all the time.
And every week we will discuss law of attraction principles and intuitive work. The time flew today, Mom.
Yeah,
sorry.
Do we have time for the I want to help people out there with their energy alignment.
Let's do it. We have 4 minutes. So
okay, I'll just do a quick...
And if you're driving, don't listen, because it really does make you relax.
Well,
you can
listen, but your spirit will be raised for sure.
Okay.
But we're going to do this really briefly, and we'll allow more time, because these are so important.
Yes.
So just relax. Wherever you're at, you know, just relax. Let your body just become like a marshmallow and breathe in and out and just surf the wave of your breath. Let it transport you from where you are right now into a beautiful meadow or a place that you are loving and familiar with. And just when you're there, I want you to really make this a tactile experience. Mm-hmm. I want you to smell the flowers and feel the breeze. And just feel it a good, good, safe spot. And then look up at the sky, the beautiful sky, and what do you see? Millions and millions of golden bubbles just floating down from the sky towards you. Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. And Jewel?
Yes, and some of these bubbles have different shades. Some are brighter than others. Some are less bright. And you notice one that you are very much attracted to because of its brightness and its color and its sheer. And you start walking to that bubble. And when you get to that bubble that you are so attracted to, you realize that this is your future self. Future self at 1 year from now. Now really look at yourself. Oh, and boy, is he or she really, really happy that you made this journey. It's just 1 year from now, and look at what you've accomplished, discovered about yourself, the dreams that you have that came true and that are in the process of coming true. And for the first time, you look and go, it is on its way. Okay. And ask your future self for any words of wisdom. Let's see what she or he says.
She may just have a gift for you.
She may just have a gift for you. And if not, maybe later she'll give you a gift. And be aware of that. And as you are concluding talking to your future self, knowing that you are a deliverer, you are then walking back. You say goodbye, feeling so grateful and appreciative, and you are walking back to where you came from.
And then just slowly and gently just wiggle your toes and get back to. And we, you know, this is just a, we did a really brief one there. Really,
open your eyes.
Really, listen, we'll do this better next week. You really need a full 10 minutes because they're powerful, energetic tools. They're energetic modalities that really, you know, that meeting your future self a year from now.
Yeah.
You can do it if you have a goal that's like just 3 months away. Meet that future self. But it's an amazing, amazing energetic modality.
Thank you so much for joining our phone call today, our first phone call, our first radio show, and next week. And thank you so much. And everyone, have a blessed day.
Blessed day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.